For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. Fort Jackson held a memorial service for the two trainees killed during an accident back on October 6. The names of 18-year-old Private Timothy Joseph Ashcraft and 19-year-old Private Ethan McKay Schrader were called Tuesday in a final roll call at the Fort Jackson Post Chapel.
Private Timothy Joseph Ashcraft, Private Ethan McKay Schrader.
Followed by the firing of volleys.
Ready, aim, fire. Ready, aim, fire.
And the sounding of taps. Ashcraft and Schrader were members of the 2nd Battalion, 13th Infantry Regiment, which was in its eighth week of training. The two had already received awards, including the Army Achievement Award, the Good Conduct Medal, and the National Defense Service Medal. During the service, among the soft sobs of family and infantry members, remarks were offered by various commanders and also fellow trainees who knew the deceased well.
Trainee Ashcraft and I were both from Cincinnati, Ohio. We went to the same recruiter, left from MEPS at the same time, got on the same planes, and trained together weekly. We took this journey together, as friends.
Trainee Schrader was a very honorable man. I'm very thankful that I was able to spend the last 5 weeks with him here at Basic and get to know him. Certainly, Schrader displayed the marks of a Christian and loved the Lord with all of his heart, mind, and strength.
Ashcraft and Schrader were killed when a military vehicle drove into a troop formation. That collision also injured six other soldiers in training. The crash remains under investigation by the Army. In Columbia, for South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.